Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God. We give God all praise. We give him all glory and honor on today. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory to God. In the name of the Yeshua HaMashiach, welcome to this afternoon's The Prophet Experience, glory to God. Just going to be here briefly, glory to God, as I want to share with the prophets, those that are emerging prophets, those that God has given the gift of prophecy to, which is two different things, glory to God. We're going to cover a lot of things as being led by the Holy Spirit to come on and to share with you all. And this is why it's called the Prophet's Experience, because, you know, there are so many schools of the prophet out there, and they teach, everybody doesn't teach the same thing. Everybody doesn't go through the protocol the same way. Everybody do things differently. But this is an avenue that is open to all those emerging prophets, those that are prophets, that are walking in the office of the prophet, the gift of the prophecy, to come on and to share some of their experience, to help each other out, to enlighten someone else that's walking in the office of a prophet or emerging prophet, gift of prophecy, to help them to understand the call, the walk in the office, and the anointing that is upon our life as prophets, glory to God, and to today we're going to talk briefly about understanding when it's time to give a prophetic word. Whose voice are you hearing, Lord to God? Whose voice are you hearing as a prophet of the Lord God? We are supposed to be listening to the voice of the Lord. But a lot of times we get complacent and we minister and give words of prophecy out of our flesh. So you're prophesying out of your flesh, out of your own mindset, out of your own thinking. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of prophets are not listening to God. They hear themselves speaking, and then they also hear the enemy. So sometimes as a prophet, you can give a word that Satan whispered in your ear to give to someone that is false truth. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take to say like this. I come before you humbling myself with a heart of repentance, bowed at your feet, ask for forgiveness. I've done anything knowingly, unknowingly. I cancel every curse, hex, vex, and spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, unwanted activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rulers of darkness, every imp, and I cast it into the abyss from once they came in the name of Jesus. I render powers. I confuse the language in the name of Jesus. I cancel every witch, warlock, soothsayer, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, those that astral plane, astral project, conjure up spells, cast spells, write down spells, send out spells, dispatch spells. I cancel their assignment on today in the name of Jesus. I run the powers like a feast of language in the name of Jesus. I cancel every diabolical plot and plan of the enemy that's coming from the north, south, east, and west, the northwest, the southeast, in the name of Jesus. I run their powers like a feast of language. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every assignment of backlash, retaliation, vindication, deceit and deception, torture, torment, spirits of manipulation, chaos, and in the name of Jesus, mischief, mayhem, malice, war, vengeance, violence, rage, and hatred, pride, greed, enviness, rejection, unforgiveness, bitterness, haughty spirits, saucy spirits, vengeful spirits, madness. In the name of Jesus, I cancel those assignments on today. In the name of Jesus, I render powers like a feast of language. In the name of Jesus, I cancel the assignment of lust, bestiality, homosexuality, incest, adultery, perversion. In the name of Jesus, I cancel those assignments on today. In the name of Jesus, I render powers like a feast of language. In the name of Jesus, I shut down first and second heaven. In the name of Jesus, I close up every portal, every doorway, every entry point, every point of entry, every access point, every window, every crack and crevice of the atmosphere, every portal, every interdimensional portal, every stairway, every destination, north, south, east, and west, northwest, southeast, in the name of Jesus. And I seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ, every hallway, every stairway, in the name of Jesus. I seal it shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. And God, you reign, you rule in the atmosphere on today. I thank you for your angels that you assigned to life to serve, to protect, and to cover us, and to fight and war on our behalf. As I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, I say amen. To God be all the glory. As a prophet, whose voice are you hearing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, glory to God, God gave me a message entitled, Whose Voice Are You Hearing? And as a prophet of the Lord, we are to keep our heart and mind and our ear gates to the voice of God, to the mouthpiece of God, when God speaks to us, when he ministers to us, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. There are sometimes when God gives us a word of prophecy and he'll tell us to release it. And then there are other times when God will give us a word of prophecy and he will tell us not to release it. It's not to say that he doesn't want us to release it. It's just that it's not time to release it. And sometimes when God gives us a word and we're listening to the voice of the Lord and he gives us a word, sometimes you may release a word that is out of season. It's not time for that word to be released. Glory to God. We're talking about whose voices are you hearing when it pertains to it. The voice of God. Glory to God. Are you hearing your voice? Because sometimes we can get so complacent as the men and women of God, as prophets of God. And the reason why so many of us get complacent is because a lot of us as prophets, sometimes you get puffed up on pride. You get puffed up on, you know, like the old people used to say, are you smelling yourself? You get puffed up on, you think you're trying to exalt yourself before God, to be God and play God. So when that happens, when you get puffed up on pride and you try to exalt yourself as God before God and above him as a prophet, you're not no longer hearing the voice of the Lord. You've been stepped out of his will and out of alignment, and now every word that comes out of your mouth is a false prophecy or false word or false meaning. So you're not prophesying because God spoke to you. You're prophesying now because you puffed up on pride and you think you missed a big shot or missed big shot. So now you prophesying outside of your flesh just to please somebody else's. And that's called entertaining a spirit. So now you have a spirit of pride on the inside of you, and that spirit of pride on the inside of you as a prophet wants to be entertained. So that spirit will begin to minister to your ear gates, which it comes from the enemy. Knowing that you're a prophet of God, now you're operating in a spirit of witchcraft because you're conjuring up words to say to a person because the spirit of pride is on the inside of you and it wants to be entertained. And it also wants to entertain another spirit from them. You know, the word of God says Satan can't cast himself out. Glory to God. Whose voice are you hearing? Prophets, emerging prophets, prophets of the Most High God. Whose voice are you hearing? Are you hearing your voice, God's voice, or are you hearing Satan's voice? When you step outside of the will of God and out of alignment of God as a prophet and you get puffed up on pride, trying to exalt yourself, think you got it made and you got it all together, when in actuality you don't, then you'll start to hear the enemy talk to you. Satan will begin to talk to you. He'll begin to give you words to say because, see, Satan is the master deceiver, and Satan know how to prophesy too. We forget that he used to be an angel. He's still an angel. He's just a fallen angel. He know the word better than we know the word. Why? Because he was right there with the word. When the word said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, Satan was right there in the midst. Satan knows that God has prophets out there to declare and to speak his word. Satan knows that there are prophets out there that will speak the truth and all the unadulterated truth. But see, Satan has his agents too, which is witches, warlocks, psychics, medium, necromancers, witch doctors, which tells the opposite of the truth. So you need to understand whose voice are you hearing? Are you hearing your voice, or are you hearing God's voice, or are you hearing Satan's voice? Glory to God. I'm going to read this scripture. Glory to God. In the book of John. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John, the 8th chapter, verse 47. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. John, the 8th chapter, verses 47. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. John, the 8th chapter. Hallelujah. From the Amplified Bible, and it says, whoever is of God and belongs to him hears the truth of God's word. For this reason, you do not hear them because you are not of God and you are not in fellowship with him. That's John 8, chapter verses 46 from the Amplified Bible. And I'm going to read it from the King James Version Bible too. Glory to God. KJV. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. So that he that has an ear, and then we go forward, then another scripture says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking in this hour. Glory to God. As a prophet of the Most High God, we have to have an ear to hear. Glory to God. Because if you do not have an ear to hear the words of the Lord when God is speaking to you, you're not of God. You're not of God. And in this day and age, we have so many prophets, that are popping up all around. And I used to say they're coming from underneath a rock. Most of them are not prophets. They're going based off of what somebody else is saying. And then you had those prophets for profit, because they're all about getting money. They're all about, their main thing is, the reason why I'm being a prophet is because I see money. I'm trying to make some money. So if I just go and lie to, and trick them and tell them, thus saith the Lord thy God, and really God ain't really say nothing to them and God ain't speaking to them. And you know whose voice they are hearing? They're hearing the voice of Satan. They're hearing the voice of their flesh, because they ain't nothing but in flesh. We are oracles, mouthpieces of God. As prophets, we need to get a firm foundation when it comes to hearing the voice of the Lord. You need to, in order for you to truly understand where I'm coming from, you can't have religion. You can't be about religion to have a relationship with God. When you establish a relationship with God as a prophet, you're able to hear God's voice clearly. When you establish a relationship with God, you're able to hear him when God says speak and when God says, okay, I'm done. See, sometimes as a prophet, when we're ministering and we're giving a word of prophecy and we're speaking to the people, you got to understand when God is finished talking. You got to keep one ear on God at all times. When God is ministering and he's telling you to prophesy to this people, this person, that person, and you can go into, God will send you somewhere and he'll tell you, okay, I want you to speak this to two people and I will show you the two people. You be up there ministering the word of God and God will show you the two people to prophesy to, and then God will say, okay, give that person this word and give this person that word. He didn't say go and prophesy to everybody in the room. No. When you, as a prophet, when God tell you to give a word of prophecy to just two people, and then you get beside yourself and start prophesying to everybody in the room, when God said two people, when you got to the second person, he said, okay, I'm done. I'm finished. Because, see, the Holy Spirit will begin to minister to you and say, okay, God, that's it. That's all. God doesn't have anything else to say. He just said prophesy to those two people. So you get up there because you're so puffed up on pride and boasting, because everybody is whoo and I and whoo and we, and then you get beside yourself and you get inside yourself and puffed up, and now you, okay, your eyes and ears get big, and then you begin to prophesy to everybody in the room. When God ain't speaking to nobody else. He only sent you to that particular ministry, or he only sent you to prophesy to two people, and that's it. You were sent to that ministry. They called you woman of God, man of God. We want you to come and minister the word of God. Your assignment was to preach, minister. And at the same time, God gave you a word of prophecy for two people. And how do you know this? Because while you're preparing yourself to bring forth the message, God will speak to your spirit, and he will let you know that when you go there, it's two people I need you to give a message to. For an example, I had a revival years and years ago, in 2013. And I was one of the speakers, and another man of God was the next night speaker, I think something like that. But the next day, when we were about to go back to the hotel conference room for the service, that morning or that afternoon got to me, glory to God, and he began to minister to me and reference to four people in the room. He didn't say, I'm going to give your word to everybody up there. He only showed me four people. And he said, I need you to tell these four people this. And when I got up there and I was you know, doing the praise and worship and different things like that. And a man of God got finished ministering, and he said, "Woman of God, do you have anything else to say?" And so forth. And I got up there, and God showed me the four people that he gave me a word to give to them. And I spoke to those four people and told them what God said. And after that, I sat down, because I knew right then and there, by listening to the voice of the Lord, God didn't send me there to prophesy to everybody in a room. See, this is where we get it mixed up as prophets. We think that God is sending us to prophesy to a mass numbers of people during a service or a revival or a conference or just during a gathering. No. Now, I'm not saying that God is not going to give us a word. I'm not going to say that he's not going to do that. Yes, sometimes God will give sometimes a word. He'll say, I gave a word for everybody in the room. But there, majority of times, God will send you there for particular people that he needs to urgently speak to. And then sometimes God will send you places, and he'll give you a word by you listening to the voice of the Lord and hearing him speak. He'll say, okay, I have a word for the entire house. That means he give you one message, one prophecy for everybody up there, from the pulpit on back to the back row. And then there are times when you're listening and hearing the voice of the Lord, God said, okay, I have a word for the pastor or the pastor wife, and that's all. You're not supposed to turn around and say, oh, see so-and-so in the blue. Oh, I think I hear two people up in here that have a da-da-da-da. Oh, somebody with a red car. God said this and that. No, God ain't tell you nothing like that. Because sometimes we become so puffed up on the oohs and the ahs and the amen. No, don't get puffed up on the oohs and the ahs and the amen. Your ear gate is supposed to be towards God. Your ear gate is supposed to be towards. Not the oohs and ahs and the ohs and the oh and the amen. No, because sometimes that can take you out of character and put you in a different place. Because then you're not here. You begin to shut down God's voice, and now you're listening to your brain or what your consciousness tells you to speak, and you're listening to Satan, what Satan tells you to speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So whose voice are you hearing as a prophet? Are you hearing your voice, God's voice, or are you hearing Satan's voice? See, because Satan is the master deceiver, he will deceive you into giving a false word, a false prophecy. Glory to God. Now, I'm not saying that we are perfect as prophets, because sometimes we, as a prophet, that you might hit and miss one time. No, it don't make you false. You just misheard what God said. So sometimes God will begin to speak to you as a prophet, and because you're not totally listening, because you're half listening. What I mean by half listening, that means you got one ear on God and you got the other ear because you're distracted doing something else. And sometimes when God speaks to you, you give a little bit of the word and you add in a little bit of with your own stuff. And then when it don't come to pass or it don't happen, the person come and blame you. And it's not your, and it's basically your fault, because you were not listening to what God was speaking to you concerning that person. So you gave half of the word that God spoke to you, and you couldn't remember everything else, so you added on other stuff that God did not say. Does that make you a false prophet? No, it does not. It just makes you a prophet that this was not paying attention. Now, there are false prophets out there. Mind you, yes, they are. that speak contrary to the word of God. Why? Because they're not operating in the unction of the Holy Spirit. They're operating in the unction of flesh or the devil. And they're part of the master deceiver's plan, which is Satan. Don't beat yourself up as a prophet when you give a word and then somebody may turn their nose up at you or look at you funny and, you know, just talk, you know, say stuff. Don't beat yourself up, because just like Samuel, when the children of Israel came to Samuel and they said, Samuel, we want a king. We demand you to give us a king. Why? Because, see, Samuel was old in age, and Samuel had sons, and his sons wasn't living right contrary to the word of God. They was living wrongly and doing all what they wanted to do. So the people didn't want Samuel's sons to be their judge anymore, because they didn't have a king. They had judges. Samuel, give us a king. And Samuel was kind of upset because the people demanding him to give him a king. And what did God tell Samuel? He said, Samuel, don't, I'm just paraphrasing what the word says. He told him, don't be upset because they have not rejected you, Samuel, but they have rejected me as king. So don't be upset because when God sends you and gives your word to somebody and a person doesn't receive the word, that's not your problem anymore. Your thing is you heard the word of the Lord speak to you. And God said, say this and say that. You gave the word. Now it's out of your hands. It's all, the blood is no longer required of you because it's out of your hands. Now it's between that person and God. So don't be upset because, see, the person not rejecting you, they're rejecting the word of God that is coming through you, and they're rejecting God. Whose voice are you listening to, prophets? See, this is why this is called the prophet experience, because we got to dig a little deeper in helping one another. No longer in these schools of the prophets. No, you got to go a little bit deeper. And when I say deeper, that means you got to go way, 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 way to the bottom of the deepest part of the ocean where no man has traveled before. They can only send machines down there. And why they can't even go down there with a diving suit is because the oxygen won't help them down there because it's so deep. It's deep, deep down in the crust of the earth, some of these ocean floors. And this is how we have to do as prophets. We have to establish a relationship with God, and we have to listen to God. To God, we have to put our ear gates to God so that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us as prophets in this hour. Glory to God. We can't be so complacent. We can't be No, you got to be about God, 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 God. What did God say? What did God show you? What did he speak to you? What did he minister to? And then as prophets of the Lord, sometimes God will minister a word to you, and that word is not for nobody, but that word is for you, for yourself. So every time, so when you're hearing the voice of the Lord speak to you, there are times when the Holy Spirit will say, this is for you. I'm speaking to you. Because sometimes God got to give us a word for ourselves as prophets. But some of us do, when God gives us a word for us, we give it to the people. And that's not even for the people. It's meant for us. Whose voice are you hearing in this hour as a prophet of the Lord? Are you hearing your voice? Are you hearing the enemy voice? Are you hearing God's voice? And the only way that you can distinguish from whose voice you're hearing, if you have a true divine relationship with God, the Holy Spirit will unction you on the inside that, hey, that's not God talking. Hey, that's not God talking. That's you talking. That's Satan talking to you. It's called the three voices in your head. That's what I call it. The three voices in your head that you hear. God, you, and Satan all having a conversation at one time. You a prophet, and all them voices having a conversation at one time, and you're struggling, trying to figure out, God, is that you? God, is that you? And half of the time, ain't God talking? It's Satan talking from a far distance, trying to communicate with you to get you to say something contrary to the word of God that's not even with God. And sometimes it can be your conscience talking to you because you're so antsy and itchy. Yes, there are prophets that are itching to get a word out. And God ain't even talking. One thing I want to let y'all know, God don't talk all day long. I'm not saying that he's not talking, but he's talking. He just don't talk 24/7. And we always get on social media, and every 5, 20, 15, 30 minutes, I want to prophesy to 100 people. Did God tell you to prophesy to 100 people? I want to prophesy to 50 people. Did you hear God say, feel like prophesying? Did you hear God tell you, get up and feel like prophesying? Where'd that come from? I don't understand. I feel like prophesying. How you going to feel like prophesying? What's that? Where that come at? Where they do that at? I feel like prophesying. How is it that God don't tell you, I feel like blessing you? I feel like healing you. No, that ain't going to come out God's mouth, never. That's our thinking, our saying as prophets. I feel like prophesying. I want to prophesy to 50 people. I want to prophesy to 100 people. It's 10 people on my page that God has a word for. Better yet, come on now, put your name underneath. Comment, I want to prophesy, I feel like prophesying. Add your name, and God, and I'm going to give you a word from the Lord. Really? Did God tell you to do stuff like that? Sometimes we do things as prophets that just don't make no sense. Like, really? I wouldn't want to put my name underneath somebody's comment that say they want to prophesy or they feel like prophesying and the word that they give be all out in the open. No. It might be a word, a private word. And that's another thing. When you're hearing from God and God tells you to minister to somebody or give a word to somebody, and you're up there with the microphone, it's polite to move the microphone from your mouth if it's a word that is private. Because sometimes everybody don't need to know what that word is for that particular person. So you remove the microphone from your mouth so nobody won't hear you speak. And then you get close to the person's ear, and then you tell them what the Lord said. Don't nobody need to know that all that business? I've seen prophets do that when it was a word, but it was private. They took the microphone away from their mouth, and they whispered it in the person's ear. I've done that many a time, even on conference calls, God would give me a word for somebody, and I would not tell them right then and there on a conference call because I knew it was just for them, and nobody else did not need to hear it. So I would just text the person and say, I'm going to call you after, or I say, okay, I have a word for such and such, but it's private, and I will send it to you. Because God is a private God now. Everybody don't need to know what God spoke to you to that person when it's private. This is why it's so important for you to listen and hear. Listen attentively. Hear attentively. Not with your flesh, but hear with your heart. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you. Glory to God. Not with your mind, because sometimes your mind can play tricks on you and fool you and have you speaking contrary to the word of God. So you want to listen with your heart. Listen with your spirit. Glory to God. Your spiritual ears. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God all praise and we give God all glory and honor on this morning. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory to God. We're going to end it and come back with part 2 on next Wednesday, glory to God, at 12 noon, the Prophet's Experience, whose voice are you hearing, part two. If you or someone you know has a is in need of prayer, you can email your prayer request to SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that I'm so excited for your future. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as a, and from one prophet to another prophet, listen with your spiritual ears in this hour to what God is speaking. The word of God says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking in this hour. And God is surely speaking to his prophets in this hour. Be wise and be attentive. Use wisdom when God tells you to release a word, when God tells you not to release a word. Glory to God. Listen to when God is ministering to you directly as a prophet. Listen when he gives you a word, glory to God, for somebody, and it's private, and it's for you to release to them in privacy, glory to God. Put your ear gaze to the voice of mouthpiece of God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed. I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.